This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, good morning and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock. Are you over there awake and alive?
Yes, sir.
Well, good. It looked like you had a pulse this morning when you got out of your truck.
I just realized something. I didn't bring my cell phone with me.
Well, that's probably good. Nobody needs to call you right now.
Well, I know.
Oh, you don't know what this show's about,
that's
do you?
That's
why they make a thing called a printer, and I print it out every week. So we're talking about today keeping critters out of your car. As we get, I know right now we're still in a dry thing, but we're going to go into December, January, February. And it's a good time to think ahead right now on how to keep them critters that, you know, rats and mice. Because when we get a little damp, they like to find someplace warm to make home, right?
Yeah, they're looking for a good home right now.
And I'm okay if they find it in your car because we honestly... lots of insurance jobs come in for rats and mice, but I'm going to try to tell you how to prevent this because it's annoying. We fix cars that have been chewed on by rats and mice, and they don't fix the problem as far as the car is fixed, but then it goes back to where it was, and 2 weeks later it comes back all chewed up again, right?
Okay, well, that's the funny
part. And then people are mad. I'm like, hey, it's your rat.
Yeah, but that's the funny part about this all, because they were trying to go to like plant-based wiring covers, and that's why the rats find it so chewy now.
So organic wiring is what we made, so it's very environmentally friendly. It's so environmentally friendly that rats and mice and squirrels and
bunnies, think it's grass.
They want to eat it. So they get up in your engine compartment and chew away they do. And let me tell you, those little people, things, they're not people. Those little animals, creatures, oh no, man, they can make a mess of an engine bay in one night. So, and then you go out and your car's just fine and you go out and turn it on to start it. And guess what? All the lights come on the dash and it doesn't run or it runs really bad or yeah.
I was going to say, or don't start, you know, even worse.
So just so you know, they're not my rats or mice. They don't work for the West Automotive Group. So but if you park in the wrong spot, I'll tell you what, the wrong thing can definitely happen for sure. So. That's what we're kind of talking about today, but we're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related, as you guys know. Let's get some calls in early. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And we're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. Oh, hey, it's October. Today's the 2nd. Yeah. Made it through September, didn't we?
I like blinked and it was gone. And then, you know, October's here it comes.
2021, it's almost gone. We got 3 months left. We're 3/4 through.
Although trick-or-treaters are going to be happy this year because nobody's going to be put. I mean, I don't think it really mattered last year because I've still seen a lot of people out there walking.
Not near as much. There was a lot of people that didn't go trick-or-treating.
But I have a feeling this year, yeah, you better be stocking up on candy this year.
Not me. I leave my light off.
I live on a two-lane county road. Nobody comes to my house anyways.
I know, but I miss when Zach lived with me because then I just tell him, like, guess what, dude?
You're handing out candy.
I'm not doing this. So, Zach is my son. He's moved on. He has to hand out candy at his house now. So, maybe I could convince him to turn his light off and come over to my house and hang out and hand out candy.
Right.
Probably not. All good, though. All good. So, you know, kids, they do grow up. He's off taking care of all his own responsibilities now, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. All good. Anyway, all right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. It's 888-344-1170. You know, I don't think the air conditioning's working in here.
I got a portable one if you want me to turn that on.
Great. That sounded really good.
Just push it all down the hallway.
Roll it down the hallway.
Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky.
No, I'm good.
Grease the squeaky wheel.
We'll just sit in here and sweat and talk about cars. It's all fine. So nothing's changed. Okay, so we're talking about critters in your vehicle and damage. What's the most damage you've ever seen on a vehicle from a rat or a mice or a bunny? The best ones are bunnies. Like, you know, a car has a problem. We've had it where you open the hood and the bunny comes out angry.
Yeah, looking at you.
After the car drove to the shop, you open the hood and that thing flies out of there.
There's nothing better when you open the hood of a car and something hisses at you. And you're like, what?
We found cats in there before and all kinds of things. Although a cat won't eat your wiring typically. So,
no, he just wants off the ride at that point.
I tell you what, you go 20 miles on a 240-degree engine, I'd want off the ride too.
Oh, of course.
Gets a little warm in there.
I was thinking, I was just looking for a warm spot to sleep for a second.
Well, they think they hit the jackpot. They climb up in there, engine's warm. You know, it might be like 45 degrees outside in the wintertime, nighttime, and engine's warm. Good place to take a nap and stuff until somebody starts up that dang car.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not so warm. It
gets ugly
anymore.
Really quickly.
It can get really ugly. It's not good. So
I saw a video that was crazy where the customer was saying, oh, there's rattling inside the car. And so they took apart the underbelly of the van. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, there was a whole bunch of acorns. And they found out that a squirrel was like nesting and putting a bunch of acorns inside in there. So I've never seen that before, but it was like thousands and thousands of acorns inside.
So, yeah, animals will find, if they can find a way in, it's a good house for them. I mean, it's when it rains, you don't get wet. You know, they can make their little nest in there. So they love that. So... usually cars that sit a lot have the rat and mouse problem or are parked near, when I say they don't have, you don't have to sit for long because 12 hours is about long enough for this problem to start. But if you're parked near an area such as a wooded area, places like that where, you know, that's in because, or groves, avocado groves. We get a lot of cars that people that live by avocado groves, those, which amazes me because usually those rats are well fed.
They are. They're fat, too.
Well, if all you ate was avocados all your life, you'd be fat, too.
I got three avocado trees. And I'm telling you what, you got to clean up a lot of stuff because, you know, obviously you got avocados, you got food source. Then if you have any ivy, that gives them places to live. Yeah, so you got to, exactly. Yeah.
Well, and then your car becomes a
exactly.
Habitat. So one of those things. Just because you're careful and you don't leave your vehicle parked next to any place that there could be. And we all know here, like, there's a lot. I mean, and they're not like, most of them are grove rats, without question, or wooded yes. rats or whatever. We don't have subway rats. We don't have subways. We don't have
trash can ones.
No, not like, but they're always looking for a free meal, right? So,
well, yeah.
And your car becomes one. And like Kevin said, we find more intake manifolds that, they get down underneath. There's a space in the, especially like vehicles that have a V6 or V8 engine, and yeah. They get down in there and they nest underneath there. And let me tell you, that also is not, it stinks terribly.
Well, because they
defecate and urinate and all
and
that
then
stuff.
It, with the car heating up, it basically boils it off. So,
well, it burns it and it smells. And
yes.
One of those things that, but not only that, it's bad for the, person that has to clean it up too.
Well, it's not good for you to be breathing that
it's
stuff
a good time
either.
To be wearing an N95.
Yes.
So you don't want to well, that's where hantavirus came from, right?
It did, didn't it?
From like stables and that, where there's sick mice or rats and you sweep up the stuff and it becomes airborne and you breathe it in.
Yes.
So I believe, yeah, and that can actually kill you. So that's a bad thing. We don't want that. So disturbing that stuff, you need to obviously be careful about it, etc. Don't want people sick, but, yeah. So to prevent this though, the best way that we found, and people use all kinds of things, obviously people mothballs, right?
Yes.
Not my favorite thing. They stink. So, and the thing with critters getting in your vehicle, not only do they eat the wiring and stuff, but sometimes they like to get into the fresh air ducts. They find a spot into your dash.
I know it's nasty. And then you turn the air on and it stinks.
Well, not only that, we've had to extract.
Take the dash apart to find a dead one.
Dead varmin from inside the dash. Exactly. You know right away when one of them dies in there, the smell gets terribly nasty.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I've done cars before. I think I'll never forget the Sonata that I did that I had to, man, and I wanted to like puke the whole time. It smelled so bad in there. and you're taking things apart and you're trying to find it. You know when you find it.
Well,
shoot.
Especially in the summer months.
Golly, man. This is terrible. So we want to prevent this from happening to your car is the main thing. So, be cognizant, obviously, where you park your car. If you do have this problem, you need to, we do things because we have vehicles come in. And if we have a vehicle come in like this, we're very careful. Like, so we have bait stations at all of our facilities that are outside. So if one shows up on a car and gets off on a car, they're not alive for long. You know,
that's the problem is you get cars coming in from groves and stuff, and then they just hitched a ride in.
Yeah, exactly. So then we, and all repair facilities have cars that come in that you can end up with one with a rat or a mouse on it that jumps off the car.
And the term, they breed like rats.
There's no lie about that. So that's why it's imperative to do like we do. We have bait stations at every of our locations outside that are controlled by a pest control company. That way, if one does show up, pretty soon it's not creating a family. It's creating death, and it's done. So it's gone, which is the a good way to get rid of them and keep them gone. So if you are having this problem, those bait stations put outside around your home, if that's where you park your car and you're getting a problem at, will definitely start to eliminate this problem. Another good way is, like I said, you can use mothballs. I've heard dryer sheets, but it doesn't seem to work. It kind of masks the smell of them a bit, though.
It does. It
doesn't seem to work really well as far as that goes. But, there's some different options. My favorite one was pure extract peppermint oil. That's what I have a car that's parks a lot, often doesn't get driven for a week or 2 weeks sometimes. So I have those. They used to make those cans, remember?
I know. Is that company still around?
No, I can't. It shows up, and it shows up on Amazon.
Yeah, but
it says sold out all the time. So I don't think they're actually producing these anymore. But they were the cool little cans. Look like size of a snuff can with a magnet on them.
Uh-huh.
Had little bean bags in them that you could re-add the peppermint oil too, and they had little vents in the top of it, the cap screwed on. And you just stick them all over inside the engine bay, and it keep it. And for some reason, rabbits, squirrels,
they don't like that smell.
They don't like the smell of that, and it smells good to people. I mean, if you're peppermint, it smells just like peppermint.
But so. Don't smell bad.
Nope, smells way better than a mothball.
Ugh.
Mothballs are not
well,
good.
Well, mothballs still smell better than.
That's a fact too.
Urine, but
yes, exactly. But at the same time, if you can continue to put those and add to them. All you got to do is buy pure extract peppermint oil. You can buy it off Amazon also, put it in there. So you can actually make little cans yourself if you need to. Glue a little magnet on the back of them, put in there, poke some holes in the top of something, and put cotton balls in there and put the pure extract peppermint oil on if you can't find these cans to buy that are for it. But and just the smell, and you continue to re-soak the cotton balls in that and put them back, and it will actually help prevent from getting rats and mice up in your vehicle if you've had this problem before. So, or if you live in an area that you think you're going to have the problem as far as that goes, or a vehicle sets for a while. So if that doesn't make sense, I think it makes sense. So that's my best way to avoid having this issue for sure. All right, folks, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise. We're going to take our first break. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is co-host Mr. Kevin Bowersock. Are you over there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we're talking about critters in your car. What?
They come, they go.
They come and they go. Give us a call here, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. Give us a shout. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for over 28 years up there, taking care of folks in North County. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 8 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in Central San Diego. AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks over there for over 4 years. And last but not least, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, right here in the Golden Triangle, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified for SMOG, taking care of folks over there for over 2 years. Great people doing great things there to help you out at four locations throughout San Diego County. All of us at the West Automotive Group, myself, my employees, and everybody, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in, have your vehicle serviced, repair, and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. We're here to take care of you. Make it a great experience. I know most people don't want to get their car fixed or serviced. It's not things you wake up thinking, oh, I can't wait to go. But you might as well have the best experience you can when getting it done and getting it done right. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis. Very important. We see so many cars come in that people have been told they need something, and it absolutely turns out not to be. To be honest with you, the best money spent is the money you spend on a quality diagnosis with a qualified technician. It saves you money in the long run. We get the repairs done. Get fixed what's broken instead of throwing parts in a car. You see that all too often, too. So if you think you're having a problem, hop online to westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in, and we'll get you taken care of. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home at all four locations and low-cost rental vehicles also. If you go to West Automotive Group, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, and we send out little tidbits and all different kinds of things in relation to, you know, little car things and cool stuff. So that's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also make appointments, etc. From westautomotivegroup.com, you can also click on Auto Talk Radio and go to where we put all the podcasts of the radio show. And you can also click on the Auto Man and go to our YouTube channel where I'm the Auto Man on the Fox 5 on Wednesdays and on CW on Fridays. You can check out my segments from there. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can email us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Or give us a call anytime today here until 8 at 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. All righty. Oh, looks like Bodie says hello and wants everybody to know about the Del Mar Auto Show. Is that going on this weekend?
It's either this one or next. It's either this one or next one because I've seen the commercial. The good guys.
Yeah, that's.
Hey, what happened?
I believe it's next weekend, I thought.
Hey, what happened to the? You remember when they used to do that? That road race thing like out on L Street in on North Island or something like that. You remember when they used to do that every year? Do they still do that? It was like the old Mustangs and stuff. They'd set out on the flight track. They'd set up the racetrack.
What are you asking about?
Do you remember that? And that was back like in the 90s. I remember they used to do that where they had the competition out there. It was at Miramar or North. I know it was down somewhere in San Diego where they somewhere on the flight line and they would set up a road rally course and they would run there's 65 Mustangs and stuff like that.
Uh huh.
I can't remember the name of that.
Well, the Del Mar Nationals are going on right now.
That's it right there.
Okay. Well, that's and they run. Okay.
It's the good guys that sponsor it.
Yeah. Well, it's McGuire's. Yeah. Good guys, McGuire's Del Mar Fairgrounds, October 2nd, 8 to 5 p.m. That's today, my friends. This is a Rod and Custom put on by the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association.
That's it.
So yep. So it's this weekend. It's
a lot of things today. A lot of things are starting to open up like that again. So you can start getting back out.
Bounce
there.
On over there after you're done listening to Auto Talk Radio. Yep. That's a good thing though. So anyway, it is today. So says the internet box.
Right.
Yeah. So it couldn't be wrong, could it? No way.
It's got to be true. It's on the internet, right?
Yeah. Let's see what Al has to say. What do you got to say, Al? You there, Al?
Hello?
Hey, Al. What's happening?
Oh, hi, Brian. Say, I have seen a few places where you can shop for pest control devices, and some of them have zero to very little shelf space. And by far the best place to shop in the county is Dixie Line. They have two complete aisles full of pest control devices. Two complete nice. Aisles at Dixie Line. So that's the place to shop. Even they've got far more than even Home Depot has. So I think that's the place to shop if you're going to look for a dazzling array of pest control devices.
Gotcha. Well, that's a good tip. And I mean, that way you can eliminate them around your home and stuff. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, there aren't too many Dixie Lines left. I think there's only four or five in the whole county left, so you got to look them up. Okay, take it easy then.
All right, Al. Thanks for the tip. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Take care now. Bye. So that's a good tip. Dixie Line, that's all your pest control needs.
Yep.
And Dixie Line needs to send me a check for advertising for them. I'll be honest with you right now. I'll let y'all know that you need to definitely go to...
Well, we're getting ready to hit that time again because we're getting ready to go back in the winter months, and that's when we start having all our, you know, the grass grows taller, we get more mice near our house.
Well, that moisture, and it cools down.
Yeah.
So, you know, we might get some rain, et cetera, things like that. So just one of those things for sure that create more environment for them to get into your vehicle.
Yes.
And start creating damage. And you might, and this is really no joke because, I mean, all the kidding around aside, they do. I mean, the damage that we see from some of these varmin, right? Not vermin, varmin.
Vermin.
Yeah, vermin. Varmin. These chewing little fellers, man, they can cause thousands of dollars of damage. We've seen some big insurance claims because of this. Sometimes they get into a harness so bad and destroy it, the whole harness has to be replaced. You have to put an engine harness in. You're talking thousands of dollars
wiring
for a big one.
Wiring harnesses are not cheap because they are copper. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yosemite Sam used to say, the varmints.
Oh, that's right. That I don't think that cartoon's allowed anymore. It's against the rules. It's been cancel cultured. It's gone. So all the good stuff. What about Bugs Bunny? Miss him too. I don't think he's politically correct either. So no more of him. So one of those things. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. We're talking about Bugs Bunny could get in and chew on your car.
Yeah.
That would not be good.
They open their hood. What's up, Doc?
Well, there you go.
Ain't I a stinker?
We are. Yeah, we are car doctors. What?
Ain't I a stinker? Ain't forget it.
Never mind.
Okay. Now I sound like Porky Pig instead.
Blee, blee, blee. That's all, folks.
Exactly.
All right. Just like everywhere in the world, we do have a large concentrated rats and mice, like Kevin said. With warmer weather here, there is no loss of vermin from cold freezes. So, like, in the Midwest and all that, or a place, I mean, you do lose a lot of these. It gets extremely cold, and they die, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here, never gets that cold. So, the population of them can get out of control just a little bit.
Because they keep breeding, and they're not.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, so, I mean, I don't know the lifespan of a rat, do you?
I don't think they last very long around
my house.
I got a lot
of there's glue traps around.
I have a lot of coyotes around, though, so yeah. It's like...
Do they hunt those?
Well...
I'm sure they hunt it. Coyotes probably hunt anything.
Well, it starts at the bottom of the chain, you know? So, I'm sure. I mean, they like rabbits. I'm sure if they can get their hands on one, or their paws on one.
Their paws. probably true. Probably true. I wouldn't think they're a good
but
meal,
I'm sure but. That a cat would love one, and then, you know, the coyote would probably love the cat, and, you know, the basic food groups.
highly possible, for sure. There's no question about it. So, all right, let's grab Mark real quick. He has it in Claremont. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Brian. Good morning, guys. I love your show. I listen all the time as best I can.
Thanks.
And a quick shout out to Bill and Ronell over there in Kearney Mesa. Hey, talking about critters, I have a Toyota Tacoma. I go off-roading a lot camping, mm-hmm. and I tell you, I've had some really bad problems. Just a few quick suggestions I've done. The neck snapper traps, they're not necessarily the most humane, so, cool. you know, you can use those at your discretion. And I've caught many a varmint trying to get my truck. Then also these ultrasonic noise generators, mm-hmm. I've had a little success with that.
Do those and, work?
I've also, I can't necessarily say I've used it,
okay.
and it emits a loud ultrasonic sound, and it has a couple of LEDs that flash on. You can find them on Amazon.
You know, but I have a real quick question about those, and maybe you know this, maybe you don't. Before we move on to the next thing, but I do they affect, like, if you have like dogs and cats at your house? So that's what I always wondered about. Because I know it's supposedly the noise it makes we as people can't hear, right?
That's a possibility. I don't have either or at my house. I just use it when I'm out camping in the field.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Usually my biggest rodent problem has been out in the desert.
Yeah.
You go out to Arizona or the Mojave. And I've also had, one time I had a rat that got in my engine and I couldn't get it out. I had to actually move my camp and it stayed in the engine compartment. And the next day I drove back down the hill and there it was. It fell out of the engine and I ran over it. So not a pretty sight, but
at least it got out of there.
Yeah, it got out. And then let's see, what else do I use? I have a bright headlamp that I use for hiking at night if I get stuck in the dark that I prop up. I open my hood up and I have the strobe light flashing.
Okay.
That's supposed to keep an engine hood open. And then finally, I don't know if I can mention the name, but I'll just say it's a very fragrant soap. And I put pieces of the soap on the ground too. It's supposed to be an odor deterrent.
Like an ivory soap, an ivory kind of soap.
Yeah, actually it's Irish Spring.
Okay. So, but it has that ivory smell to it.
Yeah, it's got a pretty pungent smell.
Gotcha.
So, and there's been a couple of times they've gotten past my defenses, and I've gotten up at night because you can hear them crawling around in the engine compartment.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they make a little noise, and I've chased them out of there. And one night I had caught one on the skid plate, and I saw it, and I squirted it with some isopropyl alcohol. It kind of stunned it.
I bet.
And she fell out of the engine. I mean, it's a war zone out there with these rodents, and not so much at home, but out camping in the forest or in the desert, they can do some big damage, and I'm always terrified that if they bite the wrong wire, I turn my engine on and nothing happens, and it's like, oh, where's Brian and the crew? They're not coming out to get me.
That's stuck what out in the middle of nowhere. That's never fun.
All because of a little rat.
Yeah,
sometimes they're not so little. You get these long-tailed mice. They're pretty small. They can get into some really, really cramped spaces, and it's oh boy. So I've lost a lot of hours of sleep chasing them out of my engine at night, and I tell you, it's terrifying. I've actually had to move camps because they're so bad, and it's like, okay, if it's me versus them, I got to take care of my truck. You know, I don't want to get stuck. So
absolutely, absolutely.
Anyway, hey, gentlemen, thanks for this topic. This is one that's near and dear to my soul, so I felt compelled to call in because I've spent many hours researching strategies, and I've had several layers of defenses, but unfortunately. The neck snappers, you can get in just about anywhere. The big, they got the new high tech ones now. They're easy to arm.
Gotcha.
They're not so dumb to. And I bait it with a peanuts or raisins from my hiking gear. And that seems to. I've lost count how many I've caught, but hey, it's either them or me or my truck, and it's like I'm not taking any chances, right?
I take them out also. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for the call, and always good to talk to you, and you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful weekend, my friend.
Likewise, gentlemen, you have a great show, and I enjoy it wherever I am on the road. I got you on the iHeartRadio here, so
nice.
I try to keep in touch all the time. All right, guys, have a great morning and a great weekend. Enjoy the fall weather, although it's kind of warm.
Yes, it is right now.
Okay.
Take care, Mark.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh, bye. Yeah, always great to hear from Mark, and good stuff and the good information there to add to what we're talking about. This is a great topic, and it's really a great topic if you ever had this happen to you, because I'm telling you now, it gets quite expensive. Give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. It's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Thanks for joining in. Here we are, 1-888-344-1170, 1-888-344-1170.
What a better
way
to start.
When I'm talking about critters in your car, I'm not talking about when you let your dog sit next to you on the passenger seat while you're driving around. We're not doing that. Well, you can do that if you want, but I don't think your dog's going to eat the wiring in your car, is he? I don't know. I've seen a dog tear up the inside of a car, though, also, so I'm not... That may, yeah. That could get expensive, too. You don't want to leave your pit bull inside your car or something like that if he likes to chew.
No.
Because next thing you know, you need seat covers, dash panels, everything else. And those dogs can tear a lot of things up and do that, too. That could be worse than a rat.
Yes. I had a dog like that. He had anxiety. Like
drive around. Anxiety. Your dog had
anxiety.
He did.
If I left him at home alone, dude, he would rip my freaking door apart trying to get out, dude.
Anxiety. Actually, that's funny because I did date a girl one time and she had a labradoodle. His name was Bodie.
Uh-huh.
And Bodie was the same way. Bodie could not be alone. He would start to shake and
freak out.
He would freak out. He didn't really chew anything up, but he would like one time we left him at the house and went just to have like brunch. And it was really hot out. That's why we left him, because I was like, you know what? We shouldn't take him with us because we were going to sit on the, not on the patio in the shade and stuff like that. And he, you know, so he was a great dog, though. I mean, like, he'd go, if, as long as you took him with you, he was like, and it didn't matter. He just needed to be with a person. So, like, you know, like, if I took him somebody that's, like, working out, he's fine. Just, he would lay over there and not move as long as he could see you. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Don't move from there because I'll be upset. I'm going to stay right here, though. So. Just interesting. Dogs are very interesting. Good companions. He was a great companion. But no, there'd be nose prints all over all my windows because he kept like sketching on the window, like staring out the window, trying to.
He was out there.
Like, you coming home? Anyway, all good. 1-888-344-1170. It's 888-344-1170. Yeah, that's another thing that could do. You know, if you do a lot of camping, you take your dog with you. Those little animals don't like being around dogs, so the little critters like.
No, you know what? It's like I have my front yard. I am constantly trying to get rid of the gophers. Backyard, I have no problems with gophers.
That's because you have dogs.
Yeah, because they're back there.
Yeah,
so.
So gophers are like, uh-uh.
Well, they're smart enough. They smell. You know, they can smell that. And
yeah, exactly. So that might be helpful too if you got a good dog to go camping with you. You know, so. You know, the best thing you can do for the environment around you, though, is keep, like, don't park your car near where there's wood piles or weeds or things like that. Obviously, going out camping, you can't prevent. I mean, you're going to be around those things. It is what it is. But near your house, you know, keep those things. Another thing is, even if you park in a garage, like bags of dog food, things like that, they make plastic containers to put that stuff in that seal that prevents rats and mice from coming around. They can smell that stuff and they can eat a hole in a dog food bag.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get a bunch of them and then you have rats with very shiny coats. So
well, it's kind of like, you know, teach a man to fish, he eats for life. If you give him, but you know, if you give the rats food, they're gonna just sit right there and eat it. Why not? You know what I mean?
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah,
they're not people. You can't
I
don't know if you can teach a rat to fish. I don't know where that story's going.
Hey, he had no problems living on his own until when we moved in, did he?
He was fine. Well, there's a lot. You're right. There's a lot of different things they eat out there. But a free meal like that, and it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest with you. If you're a rat and you like found dog food, you're like, oh, this is good. It's healthy. My children are growing up well. I'm feeding them the good food. You know?
Right, right.
Yeah. You don't want that. You don't want to be helping them out in that way. So just make sure to remove any source of food. Don't leave things out, stuff like that. Same thing inside your car. That's usually how one gets into a vehicle, is it smells food.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it gets coming into the, like, through the dash and that, it smells food in the car. Don't leave food in your car. That's a terrible idea for so many reasons.
Yeah.
So doing a couple things like this can just help prevent, you know. And when I say food, like if you're a person like we, I see cars all the time we work on that people like throw like fast food bags on the passenger side floor that have like wrappers and stuff in them. That is food to one of these animals.
Well, it's not a good idea. They say there's a lot of reasons not a good idea to leave food in your car. And it'll also make you, if you're hungry and you can smell food like that, they say it'll make you hangry while you're driving.
You have the most interesting outlook on some things, man. I've never heard such a thing, but okay.
I like that word. I was driving down the 10 somewhere, dude. I seen that out on a billboard. Are you hangry? Come in and eat with us.
Well, makes sense. I get it.
I like that word, though. It's a good word.
But I'm just saying, you're telling me that if you smell food in your car, you'll get hungry?
Well, and it says that it'll make you aggressive on your drive because now you're wanting to go eat.
Oh, mercy. That's interesting. Very interesting. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. It's 888-344-1170. Hey, I do want to let you know, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other batteries at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. Interstate Battery is the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, hop on westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. Make an appointment, get in. We'll get an Interstate installed in your vehicle for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else would we do?
I was going to, honestly, you open the hood on cars. Most, I want to say probably, what, a good third of the cars have Interstate batteries in them anyways.
More, I would say more. I would say they have a 50% market share on batteries for when it comes to vehicles, for sure. But here's the key to this, and only because the original batteries, usually when replaced, 90, a lot of percentage of the time are replaced with an Interstate battery when they fail. Batteries are not, manufactured batteries are, batteries and those kind of things, especially batteries, manufacturers don't seem to go out, you know, on a and put in a real high quality with that because right. They're okay with it being replaced.
Yes.
It's not a problem with. Same thing used to be with tires. They didn't put the best quality tires on a car too sometimes. But now it seems like it depends on the car you buy, so it just depends.
Yeah, I get you. You know, you don't see like, you know, like all the performance cars used to have like GTs or STs or stuff. But you know what? Now there's so many tire manufacturers out there that it's hard to.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, if you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, La Mesa, 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. And they are the highest quality out there, no question about it. That's all we stock. Anyway, so all right, let's grab Alan in Chula Vista real quick. You there, Alan?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
How are you doing, my friend?
Doing fine, thank you. How about you?
Doing great. It's always another great Saturday, and it looks like it's going to be a warm one, too.
Yeah, until tomorrow, and then it's supposed to cool off, and maybe we'll even get some rain out of it.
There you go.
Good.
Hey, I got a question about, I called in before about this. An elderly friend of mine has a 2003 Honda,
mm-hmm.
And you said at that time, and I'm sure it's still true, you have to use Honda fluid in those transmissions to get them to shift right?
Correct, yes. Yeah, their friction modifier and their fluid for their clutches is totally different than anybody else. When we service Hondas, we always only use factory Honda fluid in them.
It's also got to do with the viscosity of the fluid too, flowing through the solenoid. So
yeah. So yes.
Yep. Sounds like that's what you said last time.
Yep, yeah. That's a simple answer for that car. Yes, absolutely. For that manufacturer.
So do you have to go to Honda and use Honda fluid? Because he said he found some at the auto parts store that says suitable for Honda and maybe other cars.
Nope, we use only Honda fluid. We don't buy it. You can buy Honda fluid all kinds of places. So, I mean, I don't know if they had it there, but the suppliers that we buy it, we don't buy it from the Honda dealer, but it is Honda, only Honda fluid. I mean, it comes in a Honda package and that. So we only use what's called OEM fluid. If you're finding something that says that it works in a Honda, there's all kinds of fluid that are full synthetic that say they work for Honda transmissions, but we don't. Never had good luck with that, I should say.
Wow, that's good to know. Okay.
Yep. And not all cars are that way. So, you know, there's a lot of good full synthetic transmission fluids that, like, for Toyotas and Fords and that work just fine. But there are certain transmissions that also, like Ford, the What's that Ford fluid that we only use the Ford fluid in the one tranny?
Well, they have the UV, the LV now. They got so many different ones.
There's a couple. The thing is, we just know, like, okay, on that one, you don't, you know. Other ones, you can use, like what's called a multi-use full synthetic.
Like a Dextron 3 synthetic.
Yeah, yep. So, as far as that goes. And GM cars, you got to make sure, like, so things have gotten tricky with fluids these days. Like, GM cars for engine oil, they require what's called a Dexos additive in the engine oil. So if you use the wrong oil, you can cause an issue with the engine. That has nothing to do with transmission.
Well, yeah. It'll tear the seals up and stuff, like the valve seals and stuff like that.
Correct. So, anyway.
Wow, yeah. Complicated world, huh?
Yeah. You kind of got to pay attention to know what you got. So, if you do have a Honda, though, I would only use Honda factory fluid in the trans.
Okay. He went down to the Honda dealer in National City.
Uh-huh.
He's an elderly guy, so I don't know what he understood completely, but they told him that you have to run Honda fluid, you change the fluid and put a new batch of Honda fluid in, and you have to run it for a certain length of time and do that once or twice and drain it and then replace it. And he got scared off because of the possible cost of that fluid.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Well, if you service a trans around 20,000 to 30,000 miles, you get two to four quarts out of the thing, sometimes up to five, and just replace it with that, and with the Honda factory fluid. There's nothing else you really need to do. Sounds to me like they're trying to explain to him to kind of do a full exchange or something. I don't know what that was all about, but yeah, he has no need to do that.
Unless the fluid's really, really dirty. I mean, but I don't know what they were trying to do. So,
how many miles are on his car?
I have no idea. I don't recall. I probably had asked him about it one time, but I don't remember what he said.
Do you know what kind of Honda it is? Is it an Accord, a Civic?
I'm not sure. I was trying to think before I called you. Uh-huh. What model that is.
Here's the thing. I mean, it could have a CVT in it, too. And if so, any vehicle with CVT, you better use the proper CVT fluid. That has a whole different friction modifier and flow rate and viscosities. That tranny operates 100% different than a regular automatic transmission.
Oh, man. Okay.
So, but here's the point to this. The cheapest way to do that is tell him just to stop by one of our stores, make an appointment. We'll just service the transform. It's real quick and easy. And that way he'll get the right fluid in and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
That sounds like it's a great thing to do. Yeah, bring to a shop that really knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
You mentioned about synthetic fluids. Just raised a question in my mind.
Sure.
I've got some older vehicles. I've just been running straight motor oil, not the synthetic. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been able to see stores carrying regular motor oil anymore. All of it's synthetic.
Yeah, a lot of it's disappearing. I mean, a lot of times you can find what's called a synthetic blend, which is 50-50, or not even 50. I don't even know it's 50-50, but they call it a synthetic blend. We only carry full synthetic at all of our stores. We got a great price on it, and it covers so many applications that need to be, and so that's all that we carry. Why do you want to go stick with a petroleum base? Is there a reason for it?
Yeah, I've got some stock on hand, and I've got a vehicle I haven't driven for a while.
Oh, gotcha.
I need to do an oil change on it, and I wanted to use what I had. Can you mix synthetic with regular straight petroleum base?
Yeah. You know, people used to say no back in the day, but doesn't hurt anything. But what I would do is probably find like a synthetic blend to get a couple quarts to add to that to be able to do it and use up your other stuff. And then after that, I would switch to, you know, a synthetic blend or a synthetic.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know.
All right,
Brian, thanks for the info on the Honda. I'll see if I can find out more. And if he's interested, he'd probably have to bring it over to the Balboa shop.
Sure. Yeah.
In Santa Mesa.
Sure, no problem at all.
Closest to us. Have you guys ever thought about opening a shop down here in the South Bay?
I think about all kinds of things. It takes a lot of energy, though. I don't know. I won't say that it'll never happen, and I also won't say it will happen. I don't know. I think about all kinds of things.
I always tell everybody I'm vertical and breathing, and at least you're thinking, which is encouraging.
Exactly. But, you never know. Keep an eye out. Might happen someday.
Okay.
Hey, Alan, thanks for the call and thanks for listening. You have a wonderful, safe weekend, my friend.
Thank you, too, guys.
Take care.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Alan always has great questions, though. That's a true fact.
Right. Every question is a good question.
Well,
I'm just saying.
99% of them. Yeah. You can't find out if you don't ask. That's
the
what
thing
I
with
say.
Motor oil. My thing was always saying is I know there's a ton of different motor oils out there, and there's different viscosities. The thing is, though,
you almost want to say velocity, yeah, don't you? Not viscosity.
This is the thing, though. Honestly, if your car is almost out of oil.
Any oil do is better than no oil. Any oil is better than no oil. That is right. So, well, there's a story to that. As far as, remember, I used to ride the big bear enduros all the time. Yeah. And that's like 200 rough miles in a 12-hour day and beating yourself up. I think it was like 10 in the morning, and I went to jump up the bike up over this rock cropping because it's a lot of rock riding, right?
Right.
And the bike went sideways and knocked a hole right in the clutch cover. All the.
Are you chewing gum?
Fluid, no.
Because it stuck gum in there?
No. But I got the bike. I did fix it. Well, I had epoxy. I always carry up. When you're running those rides, you always have epoxy with you because you never know.
Crack your case, whatever.
Yeah, I got it. I got it all fixed up. It's going to hold oil. But I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I got no oil.
So what'd you use?
There was a guy actually with a Toyota Land Cruiser that was parked off to the side. And I'm like, hey, you don't have any transmission fluid with you, do you? Automatic. He's all, yeah, I have like a, he's like, believe it or not, I have 3/4 of a quart. I'm like,
perfect.
Can I buy that from you? He's like, you can have it. So he gives it to me. I'm putting it in there. And he goes, that oil don't go in there. I said, oil's oil, man.
It's better than nothing.
Wet clutch. And I need oil in this bad boy if we're going to make it through. So yeah, I smelled it all the way, but we finished the 200 miles. So it's all good. All good. So, why are you pointing at Dave Stahl on the TV? Anyway, so yeah, oil's oil, and I agree with Kevin, and much better than having no oil, because no oil is a big problem for sure, without question. So anyway, I think they're setting up next for the Smart Investing Show. They're kind of running around the studio here while we're finishing up, but all good. So yeah, very important it's good to use the proper oil, but if you have no other options, oil's oil.
For longevity.
Because no oil, our car will not go far.
Yeah, for longevity, proper oil. But in an extreme case.
Well, no, and we always tell people, like, I mean, if you have to do something to get you somewhere, like add some oil to that, you can always service the car once you get to where you're going, right?
Exactly. You know what? There's an emergency system. You know what? A lot of situations, if I'm on the side of the road and I'm in town, I just call AAA. I mean, that's why I got AAA.
Now, yeah.
So.
But there are places you could end up that there is no AAA.
Well, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. That's severe then. So that's when I do severe things. And not that I'm going to leave my car that way. I'm just trying to get myself home safely at that point.
Exactly. I agree with you 110%. No question about it. So, yeah, you know, sometimes you just do those things. Anyway, it's just good stuff. All right. Well, hopefully we brought some really great information on critters and keeping them out, you know, but like I said, we've seen thousands of dollars worth of damage from these little animals, and you want to try to prevent that. So whatever you can do to keep them out of your vehicle is a great thing to do, because it's not something you want to have to deal with. Trust me.
Exactly.
And like I said, the best thing I've found is a peppermint oil. Smells good. You can leave it in there. Doesn't, you know, but and they don't like it. But yeah, it's one of those things. And then I don't know. I had to do some research on those noise emitters that he was talking about. The only reason I wonder about those is if you have animals, like domesticated animals, well, cats, you know.
Well, that's what I was wondering too, because like a lot of people that go out hiking like that normally take a dog with them because, you know, they have a companion that way. Yeah. I was just wondering if he was out, if you flicked one of those on, would it bother your dog all night long while he's trying to sleep?
Well, that, yeah, it might be a restless night for you, because if the dog keeps going in circles and
paws and tails in your face.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's trying to tell you, turn that noise box off, man. What's wrong with you? So one of the things, so for sure. But yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. So maybe I'll do some research on that and find out. It's going to be good to know. Because obviously we don't want to be upsetting our companion friends, little pups.
He might save your life. He might grab that rattlesnake before you.
He might save your life. That's true. You just never know, do you? You never, never, never know. So good stuff. Anyway, So hopefully this tips help everybody, you know, just be cognizant about that. And like I said, in a 12-hour period, a rat can make a mess of your vehicle. There is no question about it. So, and you don't want them in the dash, and you don't want them. We find where they get in the air box, and they start making a nest in there, and it's just not good stuff.
No.
So let's keep them out of the car. Let's do the right thing. All right. Any last words as we do the countdown here for the first show in October?
You know what?
2021.
This is going to be a great year. Just everybody have a great, great, great week.
Well, it's almost over. So hopefully it's been a great year.
I know. But
you're talking about 2022.
I like autumn months anyways. I like it when it cools down a little bit. You know, just better months.
Yeah, I think we have some hot days coming still before we get out of October here. But we'll see what happens. San Diego and everybody out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up for sure. Get out and enjoy the Good Guy Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds if you get a chance and don't have nothing going today or whatever. Otherwise, be safe, be careful. We appreciate you listening and tuning in. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and KPRZ. Till next week, take care, folks.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.